All right, let's go to Matthew chapter 7. This is something that I've been thinking about all day. And I believe it'll help you if you'll listen and I can get across what the thought I want to get across to you. It's just a fact, it's a truth. So I'm on solid ground, I know that. I know the Bible's real plain about this matter. And so it's one of those things that we know. It's very obvious. And yet, we dismiss it all the time. We just live like it's not there. It's funny how we're that way. Let's read Matthew chapter 7. Let's start reading in verse 7. Jesus said, "Ask, and it shall be given to you. It shall be given you. Ask, and it shall be given you." Now, did he qualify that in any way? "Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth." Did you get that? "For everyone that asketh, receiveth." What if you don't ask?
You never receive.
You don't receive if you don't ask. That's a fact of life about everything. Why would it be any different with God? "And he that seeketh, findeth. And him that knocketh, to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that," what?
"Ask him."
"Ask him." John 14:14. Jesus said, "If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." James chapter 4 and verse 2 says, "Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war. Yet ye have not, because ye ask not." The next verse says, "Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts." Hitherto, one more verse, John 16:24. "Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name," Jesus said. Now think about that. We're in John chapter 16. Yeah. More than halfway through John, Jesus said, "Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." So there's a lot of other places we could go to prove this, but that's what God says, is what Jesus said plainly. If you ask, when is the last time you ask God for something? I mean, ask him. Think about it. Straight on. I mean, boldly. Ask God. In his name, in faith believing, you know, not to consume it upon your lust, not amiss, not while you're fighting and striving to get it some other way. See, that don't work either. You have not because you ask not. Now that's a simple statement of fact from the Word of God. Is there anything you don't have? Think about it. Is there anything we don't have around here? Well, we don't have enough people to fill these pews. That's one thing.
Yes, sir.
Well, you have not because you ask not. Is that true? Now, or is Jesus lying to us here?
No.
Is the Bible telling us a lie that you know, there's other reasons why you don't have it just because you don't have it? No, that's what it says. Ask, Jesus said. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Ask. Jesus told us plainly that if we ask, we receive. And if we ask anything in his name, he will do it. All we have to do is be in like-minded with Him.
Yes.
Be in His will. Want His will done. Anything according to His will, He said if we'll ask, He'll do it. Amen. Well, now if that's true, we're missing the boat.
Oh, yes.
And we're missing the boat because we don't ask. Jesus and James both say the same thing here. And therefore the fact is established. I read to you in John, Matthew. I read in James. And Jesus was the one who said all in the Gospels. Jesus is the one who said it. James said it in the book of James. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, it's established. Truth is established. And so we can rest in the fact that whatever holy desire we have that is not fulfilled, the first and foremost reason we don't have it is because we've not asked. Now, isn't that something? What does it mean to ask? All right. Well, I think that's worth looking at, don't you? When something is this plainly spoken in the Bible, and then you go to looking at it, then we really need to understand what that word means. But now, all right, now that Webster's 1828 dictionary, ask, to request, to seek, to obtain by words, to petition with of before the person to whom the request is made. Now that's hard to understand until I give you the example that he gives. Ask counsel of God. Ask is followed by of. Ask of me. Ask counsel of God. To require, expect, or claim. It's used that way. To whom men have committed much, of him will they ask the more. In Luke chapter 12. To interrogate or inquire. To put a question with a view to the answer. He is of age, ask him. Where's that at? In John chapter 9, where we've been preaching on Sunday morning. That's what the parents of the blind man said to the Jews. Ask him. He's of age. These are the different ways this word is used. But I'm not going to read them all. But I want to read one more. It says to claim, require, or demand. That is, you know, and the example is given here. What price do you ask? But it's also like if somebody walks up to you and just demands something from you. All right. To invite, to ask guests to a wedding or an entertainment or whatever. Ask my friend to step in the house. So all of that. But now here's the important part. Ask is not equivalent to demand, claim, and require. At least in modern usage, much less is it equivalent to beg and beseech. The first three words, demand, claim, and require, imply a right or supposed right in the person asking. You stand with me. What does it mean to ask? It means to request.
Yes.
It doesn't mean to demand.
Right.
In the sense that Jesus is talking about here, and the sense that James is talking about. When we come to God to ask God. Ask, Jesus said. He wasn't talking about demanding. Or thinking that you have a right to it. To the thing required. Or requested. Beseech implies more urgency. Of course. Than ask. I beseech you therefore, brethren. That is more urgent than I ask you, therefore, brethren, submit your bodies. No, I beseech you. I beg you. It's urgent. I'm asking, but it's urgently. So, we understand that to ask, in the sense that Jesus is referring to here, is to request as a favor. Because that's what it says there in the last. It says, ask and request imply no right, but suppose the thing desired to be a favor. So we understand that that's the way we come to God. We're asking a favor. We're asking for something, realizing we don't have a right to it. Mm-hmm. We don't have a right to demand it. We don't have a right to command God to do this. You've heard that. I've heard people talking about that. Mm-hmm. Command God. Yeah. Bunch of nuts.
Yes, sir.
We've to ask is not to demand or require or claim as if it's mine already. And we've all heard praying in faith described as claiming. Name it and claim it.
Sure.
Or asking as if it is already done. Well, that's not asking in the sense that Jesus is talking about. It's not asking in the sense that anybody ever asked God in the Bible. You'll look in vain to find an example in the Bible of somebody asking God in that sense. Claiming it. And naming it, claiming it, and then pretending that it's already done. Or assuming that it's already done because you asked for it and God promised, and therefore it's as good as done. That's not faith. And that's not asking in faith or in according to His will or in His name. But that change, because that changes the whole attitude on both sides to something completely different than what Jesus is talking about here. You can always bring this the other way. Instead of asking God, ask somebody else, another person. How does it work when you just walk up to somebody and say, "Hey, give me the keys to your car. Hey, I want your car. You know, give me the money that's in your pocket." What do you call that? Robbery. Getting mugged. You know, that ain't asking. That's just taking. That's claiming it as if I have a right to it. Give it to me. You know, just walk up to somebody and demand something. Hey, $10. That's a lot different than asking somebody, you know, that you know, that's a friend, that you have confidence in, that has told you to come and ask me. We say that all the time. If you need any help, please let me know. If you need anything, please ask. We're reluctant to ask, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Why do we do God that way? Same reasons, same way. Only God says ask. Jesus has told us over and over, ask. Just ask me. Ask me and I'll do it. Ask me. Ask and it shall be given unto you. The attitude changes when it's a demand. To ask is to request a thing, or request permission, or some other favor. And it's expressed with words like, "May I?" That's why children should be taught these things.
Yes.
They don't even know how to pray right unless they're taught to ask other people for things the same way you ask God for things. Don't go asking like you got it coming, like you deserve it, like they owe it to you, or like they got to give it to you if you ask for it. Don't teach him not to demand. Teach him to say, "Please, may I?" You know, other words like in humility and respect, while claiming no right to the thing requested, but only a pure desire. Now, to demand or command is something completely different than what the Bible instructs us to do here. Little children don't have a problem asking, do they? They do not have a problem asking.
No.
It's a natural thing for them because that's the only means they have to obtain what they want.
That's right.
Or need.
Yeah.
As soon as they learn to talk, they start asking, don't they? Mm-hmm. Asking for things, asking for permission, asking for information.
Yes.
You know, they ask for everything and they don't hesitate. And they don't beat around the bush. As they grow up, they figure out other ways to get what they want, though. Like stealing. Or trading something. Like good behavior or favors. You know, if you'll let me do this, I'll do this. I'll be good if you'll buy me some ice cream. I'll be good if you'll buy me this toy. I'll be good if you'll let me do, you know, watch some movie or go to grandma's house. Y'all let them go to grandma's house.
Yes.
It's one thing I saw there the other day, Kelly in her post, she said that's what Bernita said to her when the babies were little. She said, mamas can hold her babies too much, but mamas can't.
Amen.
Yeah. But as they grow up, they learn and figure out other ways to get what they want so they don't have to ask. They learn how to get their own money, and then they don't have to ask anymore because they can get what they want without asking. You'd rather get what you want without asking too, wouldn't you? That's the natural way it is. Asking is a thing that goes against our grain. There's reasons for it. But when children are small, we could learn a lot of lessons from them about asking. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 3, Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." And you've heard lots of statements and preaching and stuff about that through the years, but this is a matter you don't ever hear about. They know how to ask questions. And they don't refrain from asking questions. And they never get tired of asking questions. And they are relentless in asking questions. Because they got to know. And they got to have.
Yes.
And it's just, there's only one way to do it. And that's get it, ask. Mm-hmm. Because they can't get it for themselves. And they are children. So they have to, they have somebody over them that controls their life. Mm-hmm. What they eat, when they go to bed, when they get up. Well, not so much when they get up, right, Esther? But when they go to bed, yeah. When they go to play, what they do with their time, it's all controlled so by somebody else. So they ask. They ask. They don't wait and hope that somebody gives them what they want or need. They ask. We wait and hope, don't we? We just wait around and hope. And thank you. Well, surely it'll happen someday. Surely it'll happen someday. Surely I'll get what I need someday. They don't take anything for granted. Children don't. They ask for it. You know. These little children, do they know that mama's going to make supper in the evening, certain time? So they don't ever ask. No, if they're hungry, they're going to ask. I do that sometimes. Like, when is supper? You know what that does? That gets supper coming. If it ain't on the way, then that gets things a-rolling. Asking gets an answer. If you ask, you receive. If you don't ask, nothing happens. If you just sit around waiting and hoping and thinking, you know, well, and acting pitiful and crying, not saying nothing, not asking for it, not letting anything be known, nothing's going to be done about it. If they want to know something, they ask. Sometimes it's embarrassing. Sometimes they ask things that, whoa, where did they get that idea from? Why are they asking that question? But they don't hesitate. Nothing stops them from asking. You hearing me?
Yes.
Why are we not that way with God? Jesus said, unless you be converted and become as little children, you shall not ain't no way going to enter into the kingdom of God. Well, I think that's a pretty big thing about little children is they ask questions.
Yes.
So that's a matter that we ought to take into account, considering that Jesus said all this about if you ask, you receive. And you have not because you ask not.
Yes.
We've grown up. We can get what we want by ourselves. We get everything else by ourselves without asking. We don't have to ask anybody when we do this and when we go there if we want anything or not. Do we? Do you ask permission from somebody before you get a drink of water? Do you ask permission from somebody before you get in your car and go somewhere if you want to go somewhere?
No,
we get real independent. And so I don't have to ask anybody. I don't have to ask anybody if I do anything. I don't have to ask anybody for permission. I don't have to ask anybody for anything. I'll take care of myself. So we get this attitude, this independent attitude. And it carries right over into our relationship with God.
Yeah.
And we just, because that's the habit of our reasoning and thinking, we don't even ask God. We just take for granted that God's watching and He knows what I need and He'll take care of it. Well, that ain't what God wants at all.
No.
God wants to hear from us. And He wants us to ask.
Yes, yes He does.
You know, little children, they can become annoying with their questions, but not too much really, are they?
No.
It's pretty... What's the word I'm looking for? It's entertaining, but it's also pleasing.
Fulfilling.
What?
Fulfilling.
Yes, fulfilling. Because they're learning. Because they're growing. Because they're growing up. And they're learning about life and everything else. You don't want them to stop asking you questions, do you?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want them to stop asking for things, do you? You don't want them to stop asking for permission.
Yeah.
And just ignore you and do what they want. God don't want that in out of us either. We ought to say, you know, if the Lord will, I will go to yonder city, you know, and buy and sell and get gain and all that. If the Lord will. That's what we ought to say. But we just say, well, we just leave the Lord out of it. And I done made up my mind what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And I'm going to go here and I'm going to go there. And we never ask the Lord. Not one thing about, Lord, should I go there? Should I do that? You think the Lord would answer if we would ask Him straight on before the throne of grace, boldly ask the Lord, Lord, should I do this or not? You think you'd get an answer? I know He will give an answer. But we don't ask because we don't want the answer sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
When do little children not ask? It's when they're sneaking. And when they're doing what they want to do, and they don't want you to know about it. And they know that if they ask you, you're going to say no, so they ain't asking.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a pretty big reason, too, why we don't ask God stuff. Because
yes.
We're wanting the wrong things.
Yes.
We're desiring.
Yes.
And killing, He said, you desire, have not. You kill. And desire to obtain, and you don't have anything. You'll do anything to have your way and get what you want. If they want someone else to do something, they'll ask. Little children will. Will you do this? Will you do that? They don't mind asking you to do something for them. They don't have any inhibitions about that at all. They don't beat around the bush, but they come right straight to the point and ask plainly for what they want. You know, it don't take hours of prayer to ask God something.
No. That's right.
Ask, and you shall receive. We don't ask God for things, and that's why we don't have them. We take for granted that He's going to give us what we want eventually, whether we ask or not. Because after all, you know, the Bible says He knows what you have need of before you ask. Well, of course He does. He's God. He knows everything. He knows our thoughts afar off. He knows the thoughts of our heart. So yeah, He knows. Then why'd He tell us to ask? I need to say, y'all just go about your business. I'll take care of everything. Don't worry about a thing. Just ride the train. Nope, that's not how He set it up, is it? We spend our days wishing He would do something for us or give us something we desire or help us to understand something that perplexes us, but we don't come boldly under the throne of grace to get help. We just spend our time wishing He would do something. Really? And any prayer that you think you're praying is not asking, it's just wishing, hoping. Y'all hear me? You understand what I'm saying? It makes a great difference when we come right out and ask someone for something, whether we get it or not, isn't it? If you want something from somebody else, permission, blessing, a favor, or a thing. You have to ask for it. Or you have to steal it from them. Or trade them out of it or something.
That's right.
There's a different way. You can just flat ask them. When you do ask them, what is usually the answer? Yeah. Even if they don't want you to borrow their brand new car to go on a vacation with, it's hard for them to say no most of the time, generally. Now think about it. If you ask somebody, they're on the spot. They'll say, well, all right, yeah, go ahead. You ask, you receive. You don't ask, you don't receive. If you don't straight out ask them, what's your chances of them saying, hey, why don't you take my brand new car and go on vacation with it? Well, that's the way it works with people. I mean, I'm just trying to make the point that you got to ask. And when you do ask, man, that takes you into a whole different realm. You ask and you receive. That's how the thing works. And that's what Jesus said. That's how it works with him. He that asketh, receiveth. He that asketh, receiveth. That's a fact of life. We're much more likely to get it if we ask for it. And if we want to borrow some money at the bank, we got to go ask for it, don't we? The bank's not just going to automatically loan us money and put it in our account because they know we need it. No, they charge you an overdraft, what they do. But if you go in there and say, I need to borrow some money, and you got a reputation that you'll pay them back, you know, they'll say, okay. But you got to ask. But it's not pleasant, is it, to ask anywhere, a bank or anybody or anything. There's something in us that resists this thing of asking. If you want to see a doctor, you got to ask, don't you? I mean, I found out that that's the way it is. The doctors don't call you and say, hey, why don't you come up here and see me? I need a new patient. No, you got to call them and make an appointment. Ask for an appointment. We'd like for more people to come to our church, wouldn't we? But they're much more likely to come if we ask them. You reckon? If we don't ask them, how many are going to come? Not very many. If we ask them, how many are going to come? More. You put somebody on a spot and you ask them, then there's a much greater chance that they're going to come. Well, I'm asking, nobody can. Keep asking. Yes. It's the only way to do it.
That's right.
True. That man was here today. I asked him. I said, won't you come up and visit us? You know, you just live right over here in town. Come visit us sometime. Well, we might do that. My wife, she kind of goes to church. Because he told me, he said, if you don't go to church, he told me this. He said, if you don't go to church and you don't drink beer and smoke pot and all of that, and one other thing, he said, the crowds you run in, he said, you don't know nobody. So he's here asking about, you know, who can I get to put some metal on the roof for me? If you don't go to church, you don't know anybody. He said that. Well, why don't you come to church? Get to know a few people. Run in a different circle. Ask. The people who prosper in life and accomplish things are the people who know how to ask other people for things. I know guys. I know some men, a few of them, that ain't hardly worked a lick in their life. They're ornery. And you know how they get through life? They ask other people to do things for them. And other people do things for them. Instead of them having to do it, other people do it. How do you get a job? Yeah. You had to go, you know, Coda went to work down there. You had to go ask for a job, didn't you?
Yeah.
So many people. I remember Dad, when I was a little boy, going out of here on the road where they're working and ask for a job. You know what happened? He got a job. Mm-hmm. Yep. What if you don't ever ask? If you just said, well, I'd like to work there, but I'm ashamed to ask him. I'm embarrassed to ask him. I'm afraid to ask him. I'm too proud to ask him. Would you get a job?
No.
You have to ask. Everything in life is that way. People in God's kingdom who prosper and make a difference are those who know how to ask God instead of just hoping and wishing and manipulating people and things to make happen what they want to happen. They learn how to ask God. The people who see God do great things are the people who learn how to ask God for great things. And they do it. They ask Him. They ask Him for great things. We used to memorize this verse. We used to sing this song in Mexico especially. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. It's in Jeremiah. The Bible's full of stuff like that. God's able to do exceeding abundant above all that we can ask or think. On and on and on. Beyond what we... If He's able to do beyond and above, exceedingly above what we can ask, and then we won't even ask for the littlest things. You think God gets annoyed with us because we ask too much? I don't believe we're in trouble for that yet.
No.
I don't believe God's angry with us because we bother Him asking too much. I think God's grieved because we don't ask Him enough.
Yeah.
Call unto me. If you don't call, how's He going to answer when you won't call? Somebody say to you, well, you wouldn't answer your phone. And they didn't even try to call you?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you answer your phone yesterday? Well, did you try to call me? No. Well, that's about how much sense it makes. Call unto God. Did you call? Did you call unto God? Did you ask?
Yeah.
Well, no, you didn't ask.
Yeah, that's right.
You have not because you ask not.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty simple. There are reasons that we don't ask. Here's a couple of them. There are reasons why we refuse to ask other people for things, and they're the same reasons we refuse to ask God. Number one, pride.
Oh,
it's a little humiliating to ask for help or for some favor from someone.
Right.
Our pride will not let us give up on getting what we need by ourselves.
Yep. That's it.
Man, that's hard on me. That is hard on me. Because that's pride.
Yeah.
Really it is.
Yep.
When you just, you know, you excuse it by saying, well, I don't want to be a burden on nobody. You know, I just don't want to. But it's really pride because you just keep thinking, I can take care of it myself. I can take care of it myself. I'll figure something out.
Yep.
Life would be a whole lot easier if we just give ourselves the liberty to ask. To ask one another, to ask God.
Yes.
Shame, that's the other side of pride. It's just the flip side. Heads and tails, it's the other side of pride. We don't want to admit our need.
Mm-hmm.
And we're afraid they'll tell other people that we ask.
Yes.
That's pride.
Yes.
Shame has to do with pride.
Yes.
Just the flip side of it. Courtesy. We don't want to be a burden or a nuisance to them. Or lack of faith. We don't believe that they could help us or that they would help us even if they could. Whew, man,
that's true.
Turn that toward God now.
Yeah.
Why don't we ask? Because I don't think He would do it anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
it's true. Yep.
Or I don't think He can do anything about this. Oh my. Lack of faith. We can see this truth in a lot of examples in the Bible. First one I thought of was Hannah. I read that again, and it says she suffered year by year. Year by year. Year after year went by. And her adversary had children every year. Hannah didn't have any. And year by year, her adversary tormented her and ridiculed her and all of this. Until one year, when she went up to the house of God and she asked for a man child. She didn't say, give me a baby, just a baby. I want a baby. She said, Lord, if you'll give me a man child, I'll give it to you. I'll give him to you. The next year when Hannah came back, she had a man child. Well, maybe she stayed home that first year. Is that the way it was? Until the child was weaned. But she had a child that year. She went up and made her petition. And the Bible says that Eli said to her, may the Lord God give you the petition which you have asked. So she asked and she received.
Amen.
Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth fruit, her fruit. So Elijah was a man of like passions like we are. And he asked God to stop the rain, and God stopped the rain. And he asked God to start the rain, and God started the rain. He asked, and God answered.
Yes.
He asked, and God, he did just exactly what Jesus said, I will do. If you'll ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, was Elijah just on a rant about, you know, was he just doing it to be mean? No, it was exactly what was needed for that wicked time. God said, Elijah, that's a good idea. I will do it. John chapter 13, verse 25 and 26. He then, now this, Peter said, I'm leaving out part of the context there, but Peter asked John, he beckoned to John and said, ask him who it is going to betray him. They're there. They're at the Last Supper. One of them is going to betray him. And Peter said to John, ask him who. Then he, John, lying on Jesus' breast, saith unto him, who is it? Jesus answered, he it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. You reckon Jesus was looking at John when he handed the sop to Judas? He told him. John asked, and Jesus told him. You know, it was, you would have thought, you know, of anything the Lord wouldn't have done, it would have been keep that a secret for the time being. But Jesus just answered. He asked, so Jesus told him. What does that tell us about what we might be able to find out from God if we just ask Him?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
There's a lot of things I don't understand. A lot of things and situations and a lot of matters that I'd like some light on. Well, do you got some things that you'd like to understand better? Well, how about just asking him?
Yeah.
Reckon he would show you? Well, he showed John something that nobody else knew. One of the multitude in Mark 9 had a devil-possessed son. Now, that caught my attention when I read that today. That man that had that demon-possessed son in Mark chapter 9 with the deaf and dumb spirit, all he is called is one of the multitude and the father of the boy, the father of the young man, one of the multitude. He wasn't nobody important. He wasn't anybody of any stature or position or anything. He was just nobody in a crowd. And he asked the Lord. He said, Jesus asked the Father, how long ago is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oftentimes it hath cast him in the fire and in the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Isn't that the same thing that we just read in Matthew chapter 7, in John chapter 14, in John chapter 16, where Jesus said, if you'll just ask anything in my name, I'll do it. If you pray believing, I'll answer. So that's just exactly that. He's consistent. The Lord is consistent. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou deaf, dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And he came out. The next verse says, the man asked, Jesus answered. He asked for something, and Jesus specific, and Jesus gave him what he asked for specifically. That's help. The boy got delivered. The man went home with his child whole because he asked. Because he'd lost all of his pride. He'd lost all of his inhibitions. There was nothing he could do more to fix this situation and save his son, but to ask. That should be first on our list. Before we go anywhere else asking, we ought to ask God. Yes, before we do anything else to try to get what we want, what we need, what we desire, we ought to go to God and ask. When are we going to believe Jesus? Mark, Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. That's true to every human that ever drew a breath on this planet. Yes. And, I mean, there's a hell for people who neglect so great a salvation. You can know God by asking. You can know God by seeking. You can know God by knocking and it'll be open. I mean, there is nothing you're shut out of. Anybody on this earth is, nobody is ever shut out from God. He that seeketh, findeth. He that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. He that, to him that knocketh, it shall be opened unto him. So, verse 8. Matthew 7, verse 8, for everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that asks, seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. When are we going to stop being too proud to ask, too ashamed to ask, too faithless to ask, and too self-confident to ask, or too lazy to ask, and neglectful and careless to start asking God for the things that we cannot obtain or do for ourselves? You know, we need the Lord. We all need Him in our lives. And, you know, that's we sang that song, Lord, I need you. I think Amy played that the other night. Lord, I need you. Why do we go trying to live and do everything we do like we don't? Operate a church like we don't? No, we need Him. How we get His help? Ask. Ask. Ask God. Why don't you start doing that? Why don't we all start doing that? Let's ask God for some things. He said He would do it. He said He would. If we ask, we receive. So how about let's just start being a little more bold and ask God to do some things. Ask God to give us some things. Ask God to show us some things. About our in our church. In our lives. We just work ourselves into the awfulest messes. And it's always because we we just left God on. We went on our own. We just tried to figure it out ourselves.
Yep.
Made our own plan.
Yes.
I was listening to Vance Havner again today. It was a very short sermon. I don't know if it was part of it there or what. But anyway, he started out about the ark. When they brought the ark back. And Ichabod. Who was the guy that touched the ark? Uzzah. You know, the ark was a rocking on the wagon and he reached up to steady it. He said, that's just the way the church is nowadays. He said, everybody's worried about the church and the state of the churches and everything. And so they've got all these man-made ways to prop it up. Yep. And he said, God ain't, you know, that ain't what we need. What the problem was, they wasn't doing it right. That it was supposed to be on, the Levites supposed to be carrying it. It wasn't supposed to be on no cart being pulled by a cow. Or an ox or whatever it was. And it's the, you know, that's what our problem is, see? In our own lives and in the churches and everything else. We got our plans and we got our means and we can do it. We don't need to ask God. And so, everything has to go its full cycle until there's no other choice for us. But we have to ask God for help. Be so much better if we just ask Him now. If we would depend upon God. If we'd become as little children and just ask for everything. Ask for everything. Get up in the morning and ask God for wisdom for the day, for permission, for direction, for things that are lacking, things that we have not. Why don't we ask Him for them? If they're really things that we need, and we don't have them, why don't we ask God? He said, if you're lacking wisdom, ask God. He giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. So ask. Simple little word. Just remember that word. Think on this. Dig in it a little deeper in your own mind and try to understand what I'm trying to get across here tonight. It's more than a question. It's a humbling of ourselves and a depending and trusting on God. Ask and you shall receive. Father, thank you for the word of God. It's true. Important message here tonight. I pray you'd help us all, myself included, to take this to heart, to keep this in the forefront of our minds. Start living in this. Not just add it to our bag of knowledge and things we know. Help us, Lord, to put this to work. This is an important matter. And Lord, we need to work on it. All of us do. Please help us now. Go with us as we go home. Watch over everybody. Help us through the rest of the week here. Give us opportunities to be a blessing, be a witness to other people. In Jesus' name, amen.